ZLKW Mobile.
10-4 ZLK Mobile.
You just getting started or are you winding it up?
About 2 hours, so kind of not quite just started, but I headed up to Spartanburg here, almost at my destination.
Well, it's kind of a nice night, huh?
So what about the nice part?
It's not raining or anything. It's cold out there, but it's not raining, right?
Yeah, I can stay in the warm truck most of the time and get out for a little bit to drop a trailer or something, but other than that, I can adjust the temperature to what I want.
But as long as you don't have to get out, as long as you don't have to stop and get out. I have done that many times back and forth to Charlotte, and a couple of times had a flat tire and had to stop and get out. That wasn't any fun at all.
If it happens to me, I just call and have somebody come, or have them have somebody come. I'm not getting out and changing. I can't do these.
Extra large, huh? Yeah, I had to do mine myself. And I was following a woman one time, and her tire blew out while she was going around somebody, and I was behind her going around them. And I could tell it was about to go out. I don't know how I could tell, but I could tell. And when it went out, I could tell it jerked to one side, and she corrected her with the wheel to the right direction. She kept it going straight. We were doing like 60 or 65 miles an hour. So when she finally got over, I just went around her and stopped in front of her, and I changed her tire for her. But that was one experience where I changed the flat tire in the cold. And another one, I was coming home from Charlotte, and I went under the bridge at 26, and there was a huge chunk of I-85 missing, and I hit it, and my tire went down immediately after I hit it. So that was the only two times I can remember having to change a tire in the cold.
I would not be interested at all in doing that on the side of an interstate. That scares me to death, just even when I have to pull off for any reason, if I'm still on the side. That, I just don't trust traffic going by.
Scared. I should put my car behind her car so that if they hit anything, they hit my car before they hit her car. But when I was out there by myself, it was, well, I think I did make it far enough down the road to get to the next bridge. And I pulled over, where bridges are, you get a lot more space to pull over. And I pulled all the way over as far as I could. And that was like, put me three lanes away from the traffic, which was a good thing.
To do. I'm amazed at how many people just barely get off the road, and then they open the door and they're just standing there on the side, you know, looking at you like, why aren't you pulling, you know, moving over, or why are you going by me so fast, you know? I don't understand that. I would not be comfortable.
Too many videos where they open the door and the door keeps on opening. It's gone. The door is history. They got a hole in the side of their vehicle because they didn't look to see if a car was coming, and the car just took the door and went on.
Tell me about driving with a guy one time and late at night, and all of a sudden they saw a car, no lights on the side of the road, and as they got, they saw the light sticking out, and his ankles were over the white line into the lane. They were able to swerve and miss him. Good.
But that's like being on the side of a railroad track, or you know, with your legs over the rail. Anyway, I'm at Ingles. I got to stop in here. Amy's sick. I got to get her some applesauce or something she can keep down. So I'll be back out in a few minutes. W4DJW.
About where I'm going, so I probably won't be on. But good to hear you tonight. Hope Amy feels better. N4ZLK.
4HKX. N4ZLK. You still there?
How's it going, Patrick?
Not bad, just sitting here listening to the thermal belt net.
Yeah, when I'm at home, I can barely get that way down in the squelch, way down the noise. There's no way I'd be able to check into that.
I can check in most nights, I can. But I can listen every night. It's a S3. I mean, it's readable, but they can't hear me.
I'm here in Spartanburg. I could probably reach it, but I'm actually pulling on the property, so I'm going to have to let you go. And Beth wants me to call. She's getting in bed, so let me talk to you later. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
73, Shane. You stay safe out there. KO4HKX. Clear.